This is my best friend. This is my ride or die. But the whole time they're not your ride, they are your die. And you can believe that. Where do their loyalty lies? Do it lie with you or do it lie with someone else? And you can bend over backwards and try to be there for them, but are they bending over backwards to be there for you? And that's where a lot of people get it mixed up. We don't know what good friends are no more. We don't know what good lovers are no more. Everybody's for themselves. Hey, Dejana, you're speaking right, Mom, ma'am. Yes. We not forgot what friendship, what love, what your best friend. And y'all know I always have a story. Y'all know I always have a story. Yesterday, I celebrated my 36-year anniversary with my husband. And if my husband walked out today on me and left me, I would miss my best friend more than anything. Because that's my best friend. Because I know that I can go tell him anything. But he's going to correct me when I'm wrong. He's going to say, hey, Penny, that Miss Penny, that's not cool. You shouldn't do that. Even though sometimes y'all know Miss Penny. Y'all know Miss Penny. She's not going to probably listen. But he's going to correct me. And those are the type of people you want to associate with. People that's going to help you rise to the top. Not people that's going to step on you after you fall to the bottom. Because there's people that will step on you after you fall to the bottom. They was the one amening with you and clapping and shouting, go girl, go guy, go dude, go, go, go. They're the ones that's doing that, but when the handcuffs come on, you going to jail. The relationship is over there. I broke your marriage up, or you and your significant up. They the one laughing. They the one stomping on you now. They the one talking about you now. But they was your biggest cheerleader, your biggest fan. Where are those people now? Where are they now? The type of people you associate yourself with. You want people that's going to be as loyal to you as you are to them. And this included too. Because we always want to put it all on, oh, what's the saying? What is the number one saying that people say? They always say that blood is thicker than water. Well, I think somebody strained the blood here lately. You know how you strain to get the thickness out of something and the liquid fall? I think that's what's happening now. The blood is being strained. It may be still a little thicker than water, but it's being strained. Because your family is, they're not that loyal no more either. So don't put it all on your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your girlfriends, or your neighbors. They're straining it too. It is not thick no more. Because those people will put them knives in your back too. So you got to be mindful. Sometimes you have to sit back and watch things, observe things. And that's the one thing that I did learn being in the military. When you go to a new duty station, they tell you to, you gotta kind of get yourself right for the weather. You gotta, before you could take a PT test, acclimatize yourself, sit back and observe your unit. And I do the same thing now. I sit back and I observe people. I watch people. I see which way they they twisted and turning and how they are talking. Because if they talk about the people that they was with before you came around, what make you think that they're not going to talk about you? Oh, they cool with me. I like her. He's cool. That's my dude. But you just sat there for 30 days and observed them stabbing this person in the back, talking bad about this person. But, oh, you're too good. They're not going to mistreat you. And the same thing with relationship. If you saw this man cheating with you over this woman, what makes you think that he's not going to cheat on you? Oh, no, because I'm better than that. That put me in the mind of a mad black woman, Tyler Perry movie, when the lady tells the other lady, he'll never do that to me. Excuse me. Because I know how to get my man and keep my man. But okay, he was somebody else's man first. Or she was somebody else's woman first. So do you think they're going to be loyal to you if they weren't just loyal to them? Oh, come on now. Come on now. We are all adults. And if you're not adults, it's time to listen, because this is some hot sizzling conversation that a lot of people need to hear. That you need to hear this. And if you don't, if it's not for you, then maybe it's for one of your friends or family to hear. You don't find loyal friends, loyal family, loyal relationships like you used to. I just saw on TikTok the other day, y'all know Miss Penny always got word. I saw a couple that was celebrating 65 years of marriage. 65. And nowadays, we can't make it to 10. 65. And you know what that lady told her granddaughter? Why they married so long? Because they became one. You cannot split one. That's why they've been together so long. Because they became one. They laid their loyalty on each other. When they was hungry, they were hungry together. When they were sad, they were sad together. When they was happy, they was happy together. That's where they laid their loyalty to each other. And that's what we forget. A lot of people don't realize what is going on right now. You don't have friends that will ride or die, ride or die with you. That's the word, everybody. This my homeboy, he'll ride or die with me. This my homegirl, she'll ride or die with me. But what about the people that been with there for you the whole time? Open your eyes. These are the people that's going to be there when you need them. If I was there from the beginning, I'm going to be there to the end. But you'll forget about them just because this homegirl or homeboy or this person or that person is stepping to your life. I was good enough to wash your snotty nose. I was good enough to put the bandage on your kneecap. But yet and still, you'll turn around and flip on me. We forget. How fast do we forget? We forget about the people that is there for us. We forget about the people that love us. Those are your ride or die. Where do your lawyer lies? Ask yourself that question. Where do your lawyer lies? Joyce said, hey, Joyce. Where do it lie? Because if I'm cool with you, Miss Penny is there for you 100. And I don't have to be a ride or die for you because I care for you. I don't need to ride or die for you. If you know I care, then guess what? I'm there for you. I don't need to do the extra. And I've had those people in my life that I thought was loyal to me as I was loyal to them. And I know you have too. You turn around, this supposed to be my girl, then all of a sudden my girl. I just pulled that knife out my back that you stuck in yesterday or last night. I just realized who you really was. Because you know what? You know that people have to wear, they put on a mask. Some people go and buy a mask. Some people make them. But do you know sooner or later you have to take that mask off? Sooner or later you have to take that mask off. Because you can only wear it for so long. Even when we was going through COVID, you put on the mask to help kill the germs, to protect you. How many of y'all that wore those masks every now and then pull your mask down so you could breathe? Every now and then you would pull it down. No matter if you was in the store, or what? Every now and then you sneaked a little breather because you was about to suffocate in the mask. So every now and then the true you are going to come out. You're going to pull it down. You're going to let people see the real you, the person that you really are. So you can't hide behind a mask but for so long. Joyce said, I thought I had a friend. I was a loyal friend, but she stabbed me in the back. Now I don't trust anymore. And I know that. I understand, Joyce. And she stuck that knife deep in your back. But you know what she did to you? She pulled that mask down and you saw the real her. You saw the real friend. If I don't know if it's a her or him, but you saw it. And that's what we fail to realize. We try to overlook that mask. We try to overlook what people do because the red flags come. They come all the time with your family, with your friends, with your lover, with your significant other. They show the mask. And then we'll try to overlook that mask. Oh, I can see a little clear spot in there. Oh, that I see a smile in there. Oh, I see loyalty in there. I see honesty. I see truthful in there. You looking through that mask trying to find all the good. But then you keep swiping it and swiping it over, trying to find it, then all of a sudden you dig up the real person. You see that the real one come out. And that's the one that says, I'm not loyal to you. You're loyal to me, but I'm not loyal to you. That's what you end up digging up. And then you be in shock, you be in surprise that, oh my God, I didn't know she was like that. I didn't know he was like that. You knew. You just didn't want to know. And all of us not dealt with this before. This is not nothing new to you nor to me. We all have dealt with this before. And some of us are still dealing with it. And we still will turn around and give this person another chance. We will actually give them another chance. And then when they stab you in your back again, then you be like, and your family or your loyal family members will tell you, they really don't want to say it, but they're going to tell you anyway. You knew this was going to happen. You knew they was like this. Well, I know. Stop being loyal to people that's not loyal to you. Stop being trustworthy of people that's not trustworthy to you. Stop being so friendly to people that's not friendly to you. Because they will actually really use you. And you be wondering, I'm giving, but nobody's giving back. They'll cut you down, I'm telling you. Think about the things that you have done for people. Think about how good you have been to someone. How good you have been in a relationship trying to make this relationship work. The things that you have bent over backwards to help other people. But they don't want to do it for you. They don't. This includes family, friends, lovers. We will go out of our way to make sure they know and fully understand that we are loyal to them and that we are their ride or die person. We are there for you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to be your cheerleader when you're up. We're going to be your cheerleader for you when you down. We're going to cheer you all the way, no matter what you're going through or what you got going on. We're going to be there for you. But if you stick that knife in my back, I can't do it no more. I'm telling you. Let them know. Show them. Explain it to them why you're not doing it no more. Because you are tired. You can be loyal to people all day long, but are they loyal to you? Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself that question. How many people out here that I am loyal to and that I do things for? And this includes kids, husband, wife, children, friends, family, neighbors. How many people that is really there for me when I need them? Or how many people are cheering me up, motivating me, telling me to go out and do these things? They're not carrying me on the right path. They're sending me down the wrong path because they'll tell you, girl, go do it. Girl, go cheat on him. If I were you, I wouldn't take this. If I were you, I wouldn't take that. But they're the same ones that as soon as your relationship is over, they're the same ones that's going to sit back and laugh at you, talk about you. Joyce said, you're 100% right, no one. That's right. They're the same people. And that's what I try to get some people to understand this. If you're loyal to someone, and you care about that person, and you really have their best interest at heart, you're going to always tell them when they're wrong. You're going to tell them when they're right. You're going to be their biggest cheerleaders no matter what, but you're going to check them. You're going to check them when they're wrong. Those are loyal people. Those are good friends. Those are good family members. They're not going to tell you when something is wrong and you tell you that it's right. That means I don't care what you do, really. And nowadays, young people, they get mad because you trying to tell them what's right and what's not wrong to do. And then when they messed up, then they want to call your number. Or call on you. And that's the way people do. You can have their best interest at heart. You can be there for them. But they're not going to do it for you. They'll cheer you on and clap and get you hyped and motivated. And then at the end of the day, they're the ones that'll stomp on top of your head when you're down. Like they say, what's the saying? People say, kick a horse when he down. They'll do it to you. They're not going to be there 100. You want somebody that's going to be there 100 for you. That's in a relationship, no matter what. Your family, because if I'm there for my family, why y'all can't be there for me? Somebody got to drive this bus, this loyal bus. Somebody got to drive it so everybody know to jump on board. Get on this bus. It makes you feel better when you are being loyal to somebody that is loyal to you. Stop helping people that's not helping you. People that's going to lead you down a path of wrongness, you don't want to be around them. You want people that's going to send you down the right path. And I always, y'all know Miss Penn, I always have a story. I remember when my son was little, I had to take him to D.C., to the hospital for surgery. And it was this guy, and I couldn't figure out how to get to Walter Reed Hospital. And the guy told me to go down this road. And I went down the road like the guy said, because I didn't know how to get there. And he literally said, he sent me down a one-way street. I was going the wrong way. And this guy literally, because I had the window down, me and my son, and he literally was sitting there, standing there talking about me. Now look at that stupid woman. I didn't tell her to go down that street. Girl, get back up here. That's a one-way street. Yes, you did. That's how your friends and family will do you. Go down that wrong one-way street so you can get a ticket, so you can go to jail. They will send you the wrong way. You're right, Joyce. They won't never be there. I'm telling you, they will send you the wrong way and then laugh about it. He laughed. But my son was so scared. He was like, Mama, don't say nothing to this guy. Let's just go. Turn around. Let's go. But it was funny afterwards. Well, but I'm just showing you how people will lead you down the wrong way, the wrong path, the wrong street, the wrong highway, and the wrong way to life, to success, to happiness. Y'all better get on this bus. Get on the bus, the right bus. You don't want to get on the wrong bus. Because you might get on the bus with them people that got them knives ready to stick it in your back. And you don't want to be sitting on the bus moving and twitching and turning. Because they turning them knives on you. But you over there still trying to be loyal and be their friend and help them get out of trouble, do whatever you can for them. And they instead of putting them knives in your back. You don't want to be on that bus. You want to get on the right bus. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's Talk About It Live, coming from Studio W. Y'all know we be having some hot, sizzling conversation. If you don't want to listen to us on your laptop or your iPad or your computer, you can also go to your iPhone and listen. Download the, go to your Apple store and download studio.w app, or you can go to your Android and go to the Play Store and download Studio W. Or you can just sit back, chill, and have a nice, relaxing day and just say, Alexa, play Studio W. We also have a website. Our website is international. You can go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com. If you go to the website, please leave a message. Let us know how you're liking this radio show, or Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny show, or make sure you subscribe to the website. And if you'd like to share this video or any other program that we have on the radio station, you can go to the website, look at the top of the screen, and click on the archive button, and it'll bring you list of shows that we have out there. And you can just choose what you want to listen or what you want to share with a friend. You can catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on Studio W Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, Monday, Wednesday, and Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You also can check us out on LinkedIn, or you could go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have a Facebook membership. You can go join the membership and catch the shows, or you can go to Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. You can listen to us in a whole lot of ways. On this radio station, we have comedy, we have gospel music, we have church, we have different other talk shows. We are all around global radio station. So just tune in and listen sometimes. Now, let's get back to this hot, sizzling conversation. You know what I think about when I think about people being loyal to me? People being that's gonna always be there to tell me when I'm right or when I'm wrong. I like people like that. I like people that say and have my best interest at heart. I like people that gonna check me. That's what I wanna say. The people that's gonna check me are the people that is gonna make sure that I'm coming correct. I'm not like putting on a mask. I'm not pretending to be somebody else. This is what you get. And that's the way I want to receive people in my life. I want people, you also should want that. You want people that's gonna be real. People that's gonna have your interest at heart, best interest at heart. You want people that gonna lead you by the hand and tell you this is the route to go. And maybe if some of us take out the time to grab some of the younger people by the hand and put them on the right path, we will stop a lot of things that's going on. When the last time have you checked someone in your life and told them that something wasn't right what they was doing? Did you sit back and watch them fall in a hole and then laugh about it or talk about them? Did you tell them, hey, don't do that. This is the route you should go. Maybe if you try this. And sometimes we're so quick not to want to listen to other people's ideals or their thoughts of things that we can do better and make better decisions. And we fall in that hole ourselves. We put ourselves in that hole ourselves. A lot of times we can do that because we don't want to listen. Because the first thing come out of our mouth is I'm grown. The second thing with the younger people, they think they're grown. And a lot of us just think we know everything and we don't want to listen. So we put our own self on the wrong path. We don't want to listen. But sometimes you never get too old to listen. Because somebody else's ideal, a suggestion, could make a difference, in the decision that you make. It can make that decision come out better than what you wanted to or what you thought it was going to be. But you would rather take someone's that has cared for you and been there for you. You don't want to listen to them. You'd rather listen to somebody new, somebody that just walked in, or somebody that you think is your ride or die person, but this person over here been with me for a long time and done all these things for me, but I just all of a sudden just forgot about that person. But we never too old to listen. We're never too old for somebody to put us on the right path to go. But we think these things and we put our own self in them holes. I'm never too old to learn. I'm never too old to listen. Because if you make a suggestion to me, then I'm going to listen to you. And I may come back and tell you, hey, that worked. The reason why I didn't do it that way. But you want somebody that's going to be there and be there 100. Somebody that's going to make sure that what I'm doing is in the best interest of my life. And they care about what happens to me. They care about my future. And we're forgetting about that. Hey, Melanie, we forget about that. We forget about the people that cares about us. We'll ride or die with somebody when they don't ride or die with us. We'll really put our loyalty on somebody else. Who do you have your loyalty with? And I know the first person you're going to say is God. Yes, stay faithful. I'm not trying to make anybody religious, but I know who mine is first with my, is God. But my best friend, which is my husband, that's my best friend. Because I know that if I do something wrong, he's going to check me. And it's okay if you're that person that somebody check and you don't do it when they tell you, that's okay. But you know they had your best interest at heart. That is why they told you. It's okay to say, well, I'm going to try this other route. But you still got a plan B. Because that route that they told you can be your plan B. But we forget how people really can twist them knives in you. And you know, the worst feeling can be is when somebody literally stand in your face and they can smile in your face. And go right behind you, directly behind you, and put that knife in your back. That right there is one of the worst. When somebody can smile in your face and tell you and show you, they'll show you as if they're loyal to you. But then they'll be right there in your face. They're not going to go down the street and do it all the time. They're not going to wait till 1 or 2 days later all the time. No, they're not. They're going to really show you. They're going to pull that mask off and they're really going to show you the other side of them, and they're going to go right behind you and put that knife in your back. They're not always going to wait to show you if they're loyal to you. No, they're not. So I don't know why people say, oh, it's a surprise, it's a shock. I can't believe he did that. I can't believe she did that. When you saw the red flag. They pull the mask down a little bit to take a breather. The same way they did with the COVID mask. And if you think I'm kidding, some people are still wearing the mask. In certain places, I know, you know, certain places, but some people are still wearing them, just wearing them because they feel safe. But catch them every now and then, they'll pull it down a little bit right below their nose so they can breathe. So they're showing you a little bit. But when they stick that knife in your back, you say they took the whole mask off, but they showed you part of it in the beginning. They threw up the red flag to you then. They say, hey, watch out. I'm going to show you where my loyalty is. It's not with you. So don't think when you get surprised at the things that I do or the things that I say about you or do to you, that it's gonna be a surprise. The red flags came up, but you wanted to overlook them. Remember, you cannot wear a mask 24/7. You can't. You're gonna get caught. You're gonna get seen. You're gonna get noticed. It's gonna come out who you really are. Just tell me, do you want to be on the bus with somebody taking care of you? Somebody checking you when you're wrong? Somebody being there for you 100? Or do you want to be on the bus where you're giving all your loyalty, you're being taking care of these people, you're doing everything you're doing, but they sticking you with a knife in the back? You can care about people, but that don't mean they care about you. You can give to people, but that don't mean that they're going to give to you. You can be there 100, but who to say they there for you 100? Are they your ride or die? And I really don't like saying that, ride or die, because I ride with you all day, but I'm not going to die for you. So that's why I don't like that. I'll ride with you, but I'm not finna die for you. But that's just a saying that people say. I know y'all don't make no negative comments. Hey, Miss Penny, you don't know what that mean. I know what it mean, but I don't like using that ride or die. I like people that care for me, people that have my best interest at heart, people that's going to be there for me just as well as I'm going to be there for them, people that's going to look out for me like I look out for them, people that's going to stand their ground for me as well as I'm going to stand my ground for them. I'm going to be there 100. That's what I like. And when I'm wrong, they're going to check me. They're going to check me. Like they the little saying they have now, who going to check me, boo? I want my friends that care about me to check me, boo. That's who I want to check me when I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right. Check me if I'm right. That means you are loyal to me and I'm loyal to you. I got you, you got me. Be mindful of the people that you take a look around now. This is including, I'm going to say it again, this includes family, friends, because they say blood is thicker than water, but they're draining that blood. That blood that they say for family, they're draining this, getting thin. It is getting thin. Be mindful of the people that you say is your friend, your lover, your husband, your wife, just be mindful, family, kids. You want people to surround you with love, people that care for you, people that's gonna be there for you. You're gonna be there as well as they're gonna be there. Listen, it's not that hard. Cause these people care for me all this time, all of a sudden they're supposed to not care. Is this the way we do now? You learn a lot. In this world, you will learn a lot. Who are you loyal to? What bus do you want to be on? How many knives have you pulled out of your back from a friend or a family member? And we all have been through this, and some of us are still going through it. But you want somebody in your life to care. You want somebody that's going to be there for you as well as you're going to be there for them. You want somebody that is not going to put you on the wrong highway. Somebody that's not going to send you down the wrong path. You want somebody that's going to send you down the right path. Somebody that's not going to step on you after they cheered you on and say, go girl, go guy, go. Do it. And then once you do it and get caught or something happen, then they the ones that are going to come back and step on you and laugh at you because they didn't have your best interest at heart. They wasn't loyal to you then. And what make you think they was going to be loyal to you now? Excuse me. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. We coming live from Studio W. We on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't want to listen to us on your iPad or your laptop, you can go to if you have an iPhone, go to your Apple Store and download Studio.W. If you have an Android, go to your Play Store and download Studio W. Or you can say Alexa, play Studio W. You can go to the website, which is also international, and put in studiowbuzz.com. Please subscribe, leave a comment, and let us know how you like the show. If you want to share the show or watch or listen to it again, go to the website, look at the top of the screen, and click the archive button and choose the show that you would like to re-watch. This is Miss Penny. Let's talk about it live. You can catch us on LinkedIn. Please go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We on Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. These shows may not help you, but it might help a family or a friend. Share with one of your family and friends and let them hear the show. Let them listen to it because it may help them. And I know that some of us right now that's listening to this show have somebody sticking a knife in their back or just got one stuck in their back yesterday from a friend or family or somebody. This is not nothing that goes on every now and then. This goes on around the world 24/7 about how people are not loyal to you and you're loyal to them. You give to them, but they don't give to you. They got your best, you got their best interest at heart, but they don't have yours. So you care about them, but they don't care about you. They smile in your face and put on that mask. Then when that mask come off, you see the real them come out. And then you acting surprised like, wow, I didn't know they was like that. But the whole time you knew they was like that. That's what this show is about. It's about letting people know. Be mindful of the people that you care about. Be mindful of the people that you put in your circle or you get in their circle. Because everybody don't have your best interest at all. Everybody don't care about which path you go down. Some of them standing here today, sitting beside you, probably is some of the ones that's going to stab you in the back. Some of the ones that's sitting here smiling in your face, that sat at your dinner table and ate your food. But tomorrow they'll probably stab you in the back. And I'm not saying everybody, so don't go say Miss Penny say, girl, you going to stab me in my back. That's not what Miss Penny's saying. But I'm just saying be mindful. When the red flag go up, take a second look at the red flag. Don't knock the red flag down. Look at it again. It's coming back up. You bounce it down, it's coming back up. Because if that red flag came up one time, it's going to come up again. Just be mindful of it. Don't just keep knocking it down. And that's what we intend to do. That's in relationship. We see something, we turn our head, look a little different. Oh, that wasn't what I thought it was. That was a red flag. But you turned your head. You knocked it down. You see a friend doing something, you still want to be cool with them, you'll turn your head. You forget about it. That was a red flag showing you. A family member, go talk about you to the other family member. They stabbed you in your back. They do you wrong. They mistreat you. That was a red flag. Oh, she just act like that. He just act like that. No, that's a red flag. Watch out for the red flags. Don't keep knocking them down. You keep knocking them down, then that's when you get hurt. That's when you get sad. That's when you realize that, wow, I should have known this would happen. You're going to say those things to yourself because it is going to happen. That's how you're going to feel. I'm not saying everybody's like that. That's just the way life is. You got to be mindful, people. When the red flag come up, don't overlook it. Look at it and keep looking at it and watch it till it come, that mask come off, and you'll be like, I was waiting on this. I knew this was going to happen. You're not surprised. It's not a surprise to you. You just about got it. Share this conversation, this hot sizzling conversation with one of your family and your friends, and I guarantee you they're gonna say, she's right. Share it and listen to it with them, and you'll be surprised. They're gonna say, Miss Finn was telling the truth. Cause this is good. This is a hot sizzling conversation that you can have around the table. You can sit down and have a glass of Coke or a glass of wine with one of your friends and talk about this conversation. This is Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny coming live tonight. If nobody ever told you that they love you, remember Miss Penny love everybody. Y'all stay blessed.
Great, great show. I enjoyed every minute of it, Miss Penny. Thank you so much for these hot, sizzling conversations. And like Miss Penny said, this conversation need to be shared. And you can go to the website. It will be up in about 24 hours on StudioWBuzz.com. Share with a friend. You can reach us, like she said, on Alexa, YouTube, Spotify. You can download the app. Android is simply go to your Play Store, go to Studio W. Apple is studio.w, available also in Apple CarPlay and Google Play and anywhere around the globe. Internationally, studio.w, right here in the United States, studiowbuzz.com. Miss Penny, we will see you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for this hot, sizzling conversation. Okay, stay tuned, folks. Coming up, it is the Boomerang Radio Show. We're going to talk about critical race theory, black history, and the boogeyman in the room. Be right back after this, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night. Talk to you soon. Keep it locked right here on The Buzz.